WNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 61. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 88. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 73.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The World Meteorological Association says the La Nina weather pattern will last through the end of this year. That's the first time this century will have lasted for three consecutive winters in the Northern Hemisphere. La Nina conditions in the tropical regions of the Pacific Ocean strengthened as trade winds intensified between July and August. The conditions are affecting temperatures and precipitation patterns and making drought conditions and flooding in different parts of the world that much worse. The current WMO forecast shows the current La Nina, which began in September of 2020 and continuing during the next 6 months. La Nina refers to the cooling of ocean surface temperatures coupled with winds and rain. It almost always has the opposite effect of El Nino, which is the warm phase of the so-called El Nino Southern Oscillation. The WMO says it's exceptional to have three consecutive years with La Nina weather pattern. The U.S. Grains Council recently organized a trip to the U.S. for Japanese regulators involved in that country's food, feed, and environmental approval of biotech corn. While in the U.S., the group met with USGC staff, U.S. government regulators, biotech seed companies, and industry organizations. They also met with the U.S. corn producers and companies involved in production, distribution, and exports of U.S. corn to Japan. The meetings helped educate the Japanese regulators about biotech corn events in the pipeline for entry into Japan's regulatory system into the future. They also learned how regulatory approvals and regulations need to be able to work with U.S. corn production, distribution, and export systems. The USGC says the knowledge and confidence they've gained have helped regulators to consistently make and maintain science-based regulatory decisions. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2022 Silverado 1500 custom four-door four-wheel drive, $1,500 off manufacturer's suggested list, and a 22 Silverado 1500 LTZ71. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. $2,000 off manufacturer's suggested price at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Marion County Record reports that part-time Peabody police officer Chad L. Voth, 49, of Hillsborough, was arrested after being accused of drinking on the job on Saturday evening, August 27th. The arrest was made by the Marion County Sheriff's Office while the Peabody police chief stripped Voth of his badge. Stevens County law enforcement authorities are investigating two suspects in connection with the alleged theft of 800 pounds of meat in southwest Kansas. The incident started in Morton County when a victim filed a police report regarding packages of processed meat being stolen from a meat locker. An investigator received information the stolen meat was at a residence in the 900 block of South Madison in Hugoton. Deputies did search the residence. They located the stolen meat as well as over 100 grams of methamphetamine, over 10 doses of controlled substances, and drug sales paraphernalia. Casey Agres, 38, and Troy Johnson, 43, were taken into custody. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
On Tuesday, the Great Bend Police Department received a Crime Stoppers tip regarding allegations of sexual misconduct and the sale of tobacco products involving a Great Bend sports coach and local teen students. Investigations led to the arrest on Thursday of 27-year-old Bryce Hoffmeister. He was booked on requested charges of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, indecent solicitation of a child, sexual exploitation of a child, electronic solicitation, and contributing to a child's misconduct. Hoffmeister served as a substitute teacher at Great Bend Middle School and Great Bend High School. He was also an assistant coach for multiple sports. The Kansas State Fair announced three new offerings this year. Burnt End Burgers at the Original Beer Garden, Waffle Cheese Curds with Syrup at the Original Beer Garden, and OMG Chicken Sandwich featuring a donut with chicken, bacon, and syrup at Chicken City. The Kansas State Fair kicks off next Friday. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Omaha police believe a burglary suspect now in custody could be tied to more than $1 million in damages to commercial air conditioning units in the area. Joe Claypool, 44, is in custody for two burglary cases. In one of the cases, he's accused of cutting out four large coils in a commercial air conditioner. The damage was estimated at $150,000. He's also tied to a theft case near 84th and Maple, where security footage caught someone removing the camera on the loading dock. Investigators know there are a number of cases with expensive damaged commercial AC units. Detectives are now looking to make a connection with this burglary suspect. A new gender identity policy issued for Catholic schools by the Archdiocese of Omaha is being put on hold. Under the new policy, set to go into effect January 1st of next year, students may be expelled and teachers could be fired if they ask to be identified as a transgender. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed the 2023 budget and will move forward publishing the summary with a proposed levy of 45.563 mils. A revenue neutral rate and budget hearing is planned Monday, September 12th at 8:30 a.m. The proposed levy is down 1.508 from 2022 and 3.531 mils from 2021, but exceeds the revenue neutral rate by just over a mil. Architect, engineer, and county sheriff were present and heard that estimates for a new jail facility had risen from $10 to $13 million since May. They decreased the cost by some $1 million, taking out street construction and adopting other changes. A redesign with reduced square footage will be drafted, and a new cost estimate is expected at the next meeting. Road and Bridge reported they'll submit two bridges for the bridge program grants to be replaced, one in Walnut Township on Pheasant Road, the other in Guitart Township on 24th Road. Marshall County Health Nurse said they'll offer a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, October 5th, 9 to 6, at the former Walmart parking lot. The health department will need to close that day due to staff being utilized at the clinic. The recent tax sale was completed week before last. 12 of 13 tracts sold for a total of $8,700. Washington County Commissioners' last meeting discussed ways to fund the ambulance service with ideas from the county treasurer. An option is to levy an ambulance tax, suggesting up to 3 mills, which could generate some $500,000 annually, or split the 1% sales tax. In order to get started, the treasurer suggested transferring the multi-use accounts back to the county general funds to generate cash flow. Some $8.2 million is currently in reserve. A mill levy could not be adopted until 2024 due to budgeting. Discussion included use of remaining American Rescue Plan funds, which amount to $340,000. Effective September 1st, EMS personnel from the Hanover area will be employed by the City of Washington EMS, and both service locations will operate under the Washington permit. Dale Easterman and Elmer Hattisall asked permission to put a bronze tablet in the foyer of the courthouse in memory of Korean and Vietnam veterans who gave their lives during the war. They asked for help with funding, which was approved. The names of those given in the Korean War, Robert Fleer, Raymond Holsch, Henry Weckerly, and in the Vietnam War, John Hewitt, Michael Martin, Gene Myers, and Laverne Tegmeyer. Dale Easterman is asking the public notify him by September 15th if they know of anyone missing from the list, or contact the county clerk. Nemaha County Commissioners adopted the revenue neutral rate after a public hearing with no public comments and then followed with a hearing on the budget. Frieda Dobbins expressed concerns with an increase in valuation for her property. Taxes will be considerably higher in 2022. She stated the importance of commissioners trying to cut costs where necessary to avoid having to increase the amount of ad valorem tax collected. The budget was later approved unanimously as published. Emergency preparedness advised commissioners. Nemaha County has been chosen to participate in a pilot project for foot and mouth disease associated with livestock. Bruce Bachman met with commissioners asking for paving on a four-mile stretch of a Nightingale Turnpike between 120th Road and Highway 9. Commissioners will look at cost estimates to try to improve safety of traveling on the road while Highway 187 is closed. Planning Commission members reminded commissioners new appointments need to be made soon. Motions were approved to reappoint Andy Grove, Michelle Schmilsley, and Charity Henry to three-year terms on the Planning Commission effective October 1st. Following discussion, consensus was to use a paper ballot only for survey responses for a plan, with surveys to be sent out next week. Gerald Feldkamp was appointed to the Centralia Fire District. Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet the week of September 5th, their next meeting Monday, September 12th. A fatality accident south of Wymore Friday evening claimed two lives, including a Marysville man. Christian Crouch, age 31 of Marysville, reportedly crossed the center line of U.S. 77 near Sycamore Road, some 4 miles south of Wymore, colliding with James Gallahue, age 72, of Fort Collins, Colorado. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. It is believed speed and cell phone usage may have been factors in the accident, claiming the lives Friday of Christian Crouch, age 31 of Marysville, and James Gallahue, age 72, of Fort Collins, Colorado. County offices will be closed Monday for Labor Day. The annual Palmer Labor Day Fun Day continues Monday. The car show, park your tractor, and craft show run 9 until 2. They'll have quarter carnival 10:30 until 1:30 with kids games Monday afternoon and a parade at 2:30. A series of GED classes will be offered in Marysville this fall. Enrollment in GED to complete requirements for the State High School Diploma will improve literacy and increase opportunities for better employment. Marshall County Lifelong Learning will offer GED enrollment for the fall semester, September 6th, 7th, and 8th from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center at 405 North 4th Street in Marysville. For additional details, contact Catherine Ray at 785-713-1493. Maureen J. Mosier, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Maureen Mosier. Raymond L. Lindquist, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ray Lindquist. John Delmer Gertis, age 89, Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home. Wymore in charge of arrangements for Delmer Gertis.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and a bit warmer throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s throughout Missouri. And mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and warmer throughout Wednesday and Thursday before cooling off on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September, 85, record high, 112. The average low, 62, and the record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 7:56. Sunrise in the morning, 6:58.
Is your household growing or shrinking? We take a look at the evolving American household on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, the 248th day of the year. Comedian Bob Newhart shares a birthday with actor Michael Keaton, and Old West outlaw Jesse James was born in 1842. If the family is together for the holiday, take a head count and see how you stack up against the average household. The average American household size has been steadily shrinking for the past 100 years, until recently, that is. In 1915, the average household had 4.5 people. By the 60s, that number had shrunk to 3. By 2006, there were 2.5 people per home. But the most recent census data shows a reversal of that trend. Economic constraints are keeping more young adults at home, and grown children are making room for parents and grandparents. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Learn more online at almanac.com.
Your new ride is right off the highway in Marysville. Crown Over Auto Sales will be your only stop for your next low-mileage, reliable pre-owned vehicle. Now carrying Oregon Power Equipment, Crown Over Auto Sales has you covered from highway to backyard. Don't forget their full-time auto detailing and check them out online at crownoverautosales.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. KU head football coach Lance Leipold has been under the helm for just one season, but the Jayhawks are liking what they're seeing. Leipold signed a one-year extension through the 2027 football season, and he'll make $3.5 million in the final year of the deal. That's according to ESPN. Leipold signed a six-year contract with KU in his first season. Leipold went 2-10, but progress was made, like beating Texas. BetMGM and the Kansas City Chiefs announced a multi-year partnership on Thursday morning upon the dawn of legalized sports betting in Kansas. The partnership between the gambling company and the Chiefs will bring signage inside GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. BetMGM content will be featured across the Chiefs' digital channels along with special offers and prizes for fans and season ticket holders. With Thursday's launch in Kansas, BetMGM now has a presence in 24 states. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Washburn University put on a clinic in its 2022 season opener, taking down Lincoln University of Missouri with ease 45-3 on Thursday night at Yeager Stadium. The Ichabods will be in action Thursday night against Central Missouri at 7 o'clock. Emporia State football opened its 2022 campaign with a strong 42-17 win over Northeastern State last Thursday night at Weld Stadium. The Hornets will be back in action this Thursday, 7 o'clock, against Central Oklahoma. The 2022 NFL season is inching closer and closer, which means 13 former Kansas State football players have found spots on NFL teams. All teams trimmed their rosters down to 53 active players and added practice squad members earlier this week. Of the 13 K-State players in the NFL, 8 are on defense and 7 are on offense. The longest tenured former Wildcats are Tyler Lockett, who's with Seattle, and Cornelius Lucas, who's with Washington. They're both entering their 8th season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville fell to Abilene 14-7. Wamego took Clay Center 45-6. Concordia over Chapman 26-20. Centralia down Valley Heights 34-14. Clifton Clyde beat Hanover 52-6. Chase County over Frankfort 60-8. Axtell ran away from Care Perryville 82-38. Washington County shut out Donovan West 46-0. Lakeside edges Lynn 48-46. And Southern top Diller Odell 18-12.
A hard-fought season opener had the Marysville Bulldogs short to the Abilene Cowboys 14-7 Friday night. 7-0 Abilene lead in the first half. They scored with 8:41 to play in the second quarter. Timbrook found Brax Fisher on an 18-yard touchdown strike. Stockton Timbrook with a PAT for that 7-0 lead. Marysville answers back with 2:13 to play third quarter. Peyton Smith 5 yards out. Jack Lauer adds the tying PAT, 7-7. Abilene scores early in the fourth, 10:16 remaining. 6-yard touchdown, Timbrook to Fisher again. Timbrook on the PAT, 14-7 final. Abilene snaps a 25-game losing skid. Marysville winless in their season opener will host Wamego Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Here are some quick and easy projects you can start and finish this weekend and enjoy for months to come. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Freshen up your container gardens with some cool season annuals like pansies, snapdragons, and ornamental kale. Or start a new container filled with mums, asters, ornamental grasses, vines, and more fall flowers. Keep the kids busy creating a miniature garden in a container or vacant spot in the garden or mixed border. Let them get creative using shells, stones, and other found items to create a mini forest, fairy garden, or action hero hideout. Paint or stain your front door, then add a fall wreath to create a colorful welcome for guests. Harvest and preserve herbs and vegetables from your garden, or purchase fresh produce from your local farmer's market. Clean patio furniture and spruce things up with a few new pillows or cushions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
There are some places on Earth where you are literally and figuratively closer to the sun, moon, and stars. This place in particular is one that really seems to offer a different view of the heavens, and that brings over 1 million people here each year. It's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Haleakala is a dormant volcano on the island of Maui. It's a place many come to visit, and a place Walter Poo knows very well.
But I think maybe 300 years, the last flow. What I was also told that it used to do it every 100 years prior to that. We're not an exploding type volcano, we're shielded type, so we ooze. These volcanoes will just keep piling up, oozing out, and just building more land.
The peak of the volcano reaches just over 10,000 feet. It will occasionally snow here, and the view from the top, no matter the time of day, is one Walter says is truly amazing.
Hiking in the crater and, you know, spending time, especially at night, it's like you can step out of your tent or your cabin and just reach up and grab a whole bunch of stars with one hand. I mean, that's how close you are to these heavens.
This national park reaches from the peak of Haleakala down to the ocean. The deep valleys are a place that can catch a lot of water very quickly, and that has led the Park Service to make some upgrades over the past few years.
We have a new monitoring system that we placed in the streams that can help us to monitor the rainfall up in the valleys, approximately 4,500 feet.
Being able to monitor that rainfall in real time is very important to the safety of those down the mountain near the ocean.
We can see the rise in the stream, and that gives us at least an hour or 2 hours to get people out that are in the stream at the mouth of the stream.
Those streams flow into a combination of many waterfalls and pools that require a trip to the eastern side of the island. It's quite a drive, but one that many will make. The place is often called the Seven Sacred Pools, but as we'll share, that really doesn't do the place justice. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Haleakala National Park, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCray.
Once fall rolls around, many people think yard work is done for the year.
Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Fall is actually the best time for lawn care, so it awakens healthy in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been in my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Every fall, it takes us a long time to get the leaves raked up because some trees drop them earlier than others. Leonard Perry is an extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says unless leaves are finely shredded, it's important to get them off the lawn so they don't mat down and smother the grass. This also allows you to do other lawn maintenance to get it ready for winter. High on your list should be mowing, fertilizing, and watering if the grass is dry.
Mowing is one of the things I see misunderstood or abused in lawns. Like during the season, you want to mow high. And high means about 2 to 3 inches. You want to keep mowing as long as the grass is growing. And the last mowing, when you think it's going to be toward the end, you can mow a bit lower, so down to about 2 inches.
Grass will benefit from watering before winter. Perry suggests soaking it with about an inch per week. Yards often become compacted over the summer, so fall is the time to aerate. This can be as simple as walking around with spikes on your shoes, or you can rent an aerator to loosen up the soil and let it breathe.
Then once you've aerated, that's a good time to overseed over the top and, again, keep that watered in. If you have bare spots, fall is a great time to do that, too, because the weeds are kind of slowed down and kind of shut down for the year. So it's a good time for the grass to get established without that weed pressure that you have in the spring and early summer.
If weeds have taken over, this is a good time for spot control. Weeds prepare for winter by drawing nutrients from leaves into their roots. They'll also draw herbicides into the root system, killing them more effectively. Perry advises doing a soil test and then, if needed, apply a quick-release nitrogen fertilizer to strengthen the lawn for winter. You'll find more tips for fall lawn care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You know, doing your taxes is like going to the dentist. It's something you probably dread, but you know you have to do it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So to make tax time less stressful, here are a few things you can do. First, adjust your mindset. Start with saying a prayer of thanks to God for all your financial and material blessings. Then don't be afraid to ask for help. From accountants to online tools and advice, there are many options to help you with your tax questions. Finally, be prepared. Make sure you have all of your tax forms and receipts at hand. The best time to prepare for tax time? It's actually right after you file. That way you'll know what you were missing or what you had to dig to find, and you'll have plenty of time to ask questions about your deductions, your withholdings, and other tax-related topics. You know, doing your taxes doesn't have to be like pulling teeth. If you're prepared, you'll get more financial clarity, and you'll live a more grateful and meaningful life.
It's been 5 years since the last Census of Agriculture. Details on the next one today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Every farmer in the United States and Puerto Rico with more than $1,000 in sales is asked to participate in the Census of Agriculture. Barbara Rader heads the census effort for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service.
It takes 5 years of planning leading up to this massive data collection effort. At NAS, it takes just about every employee that we have to not only collect this data, but also to analyze it, to tabulate it, and to put out the results.
Rader says farmers will get letters in November with a code they can use to complete the census online. She says the USDA is also mailing paper forms in December.
The census really allows us to capture the strength and the richness of our diversity in U.S. agriculture. But the census is really our opportunity to get at the people that produce those commodities, that get up every day to produce the crops and the livestock. And who are they? You know, and what are their needs and what needs are unmet? And with the census, we're able to really just kind of capture not just the richness of agriculture, but of the people that produce the food and fiber that nourish our bodies every day.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting more resources into developing the next generation of leaders in the food and agriculture industries, Tom Vilsack, USDA Secretary, sat down with Gary Crawford to discuss what the latest project has been out of Washington, D.C.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that with an aging food and agricultural workforce with less than 8% of the USDA's workforce, for example, being under the age of 35,
it's really necessary and important for us in the food and agriculture industry to continue to look for ways in which we can recruit, train, educate, and attract the next generation of leaders.
Especially young scholars from minorities serving schools and colleges. And so Vilsack has just announced an investment, $250 million, for what he calls the Next Gen Ag Leaders Program, in which minority serving institutions will apply for grant money.
And those resources can go to the development of scholarships, the funding of internships and fellowships,
to expand opportunities for students so they can find out for themselves what Tom Vilsack's been saying for a long time.
The food and agriculture industry is indeed one of the most innovative and exciting places to be now and in the future.
Vilsack said he's hoping this program will help inspire students to be part of the industry and will, in turn,
build that next generation of leaders.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The age of the farmers that are aging out of the agricultural industry overall has been a cause for concern for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as the latest back from 2017 shows that the average farm producer was aged at near 57 and a half years old. That was up 1.2 years from the average that was back in 2012, continuing that long-term trend of aging of the U.S. producer population. Many producers also tend to be more experienced, as they have been on their current farms for an average of 21.3 years across the nation. The USDA says they are concerned with not only the aging population of producers across the nation, but also with the decrease in farmland availability as well. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Food and Ag Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri College of Agriculture, Food and Natural Resources has released their August 2022 update for the yearly baseline outlook report, providing some economic outlook for the food and ag industry. Well, based on the information contained in the update, FAPRI Director Pat Westhoff suggests current high prices for many farm commodities may not last. He said U.S. ag producers are getting more from what they sell, but paying more for what they buy. Now, except for cattle, he says, we could see lower prices for many farm commodities in the years ahead. The House Committee's top Republican plans to begin hearings on a new farm bill as soon as January if Republicans take over the House and he becomes the chairman. Speaking in Iowa over at the Farm Progress, Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania also said he would seek to pass a reauthorization of the Pesticide Registration Improvement Act in the first quarter of 2023, so he says it'll entangle that in the farm bill work. Thompson used the word intensity to describe his plans for the committee's farm bill oversight. He did not provide a target date for the committee to vote on the new bill, but he said he wanted funding allocated from the budget committee by summer. Programs in the 2018 farm bill are scheduled to begin expiring on September 30th of 2023. He said we're 2.5 years late starting the farm bill hearings, and he said that the subject more closely related to climate concerns and farm bill oversight. He said, quite frankly, if he gets the opportunity to lead the Ag Committee, he will ensure the farm bill does not become a climate bill because we're not going to have any climate titles. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Tractors that were once new, then old, are new again. Stay tuned to hear about what's hot with collectible tractors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey.
Hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
There comes a time when that old tractor needs to go, and there are plenty of people who are willing to give it a new home. Like many antiques, you'd think the older the tractor is, the more coveted it would be. But that's not the case here. Successful Farming Executive Machinery Editor Dave Mowat says in the 1990s, tractors from the 1920s and 30s were hot. Today, the must-have collectibles are from the late 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
That's because older collectors had the older tractors and they want something new to add to their collection. Also, young men and women that are entering the hobby want to have tractors that they grew up with or their grandfather had on their farm or Uncle Tom that they'd go visit in the summer.
Another hot thing now is muscle tractors, which includes over 100 horsepower tractors from the late 1960s and 70s. Mowat says phenomenal money is being paid for these machines. If the collector in you doesn't want to break the bank, he says the older tractors are your best deals.
Let's just take a John Deere A or a Farmall C or a Minneapolis Moline U. These tractors that used to bring bigger money, now you can buy them at an estate sale, an older collector, restored for less money than likely the collector put into the tractor restoring it.
This is because there is less interest in the older models, and there were far more of them made than tractors from the 1960s and 70s. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about collecting old tractors and other old iron pieces at agriculture.com.
Your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber in Axtell and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Labor Day. Markets closed for the day. Back at it again tomorrow for a Tuesday as things open back up again after the three-day holiday. On Friday last week, we wrapped up with grains mostly higher overall. Corn, wheat, soybeans all saw some decent gains on the day. Livestock wrapped up mixed, but mostly higher with cattle up and lean hogs down. We'll see what's in store for us for the new week. Well, producers that may be considering operating an agro-tourism facility need to consider some of the challenges that are associated with running an industry like that. As Audrey Comerford of Oregon State University Extension Office talks about what it all entails.
Agritourism continues to grow in both numbers and popularity. Yet Audrey Comerford of Oregon State University Extension says for those considering an agritourism startup,
agritourism is not for every operation.
That's because interested farmers and ranchers should consider potential challenges to their agritourism plans. She says in addition to the added challenges created due to the COVID-19 pandemic over the last 2 years, there is also the usual set of issues a business might face.
One of the big ones that comes up is land use laws, zoning and permitting, what these folks can and cannot do on farmlands based at a state and county level. There's always the question of infrastructure, what kind of buildings, parking lots, restroom facilities, those types of things need to be added to the farm to have visitors on the property.
As well as possible challenges associated with insurance, risk management, and liability in operating an agritourism facility. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
In the grain markets Friday, we saw cattle up and lean hogs down slightly on the day, with October live cattle finishing $1.75 in the green to $1.44.55. December was up $1.67 to $1.50 and a quarter. Feeder cattle mostly higher here with September up by 72 cents to 183.87. October was up by 60 cents to 184.95. Lean hogs slightly lower on the day, down $1.92 to 90 and 2 pennies.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence. 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
The opportunities are limitless for agronomy students at K-State. From Kansas State University, I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Kelsey Grube, K-State instructor and academic coordinator in agronomy, and Leah Hudson, junior studying agronomy, tell us more.
We have six different options in the agronomy major. So the most common for students is the consulting and production option. Students typically go into the consulting and production option if they want to be a crop consultant, crop advisor, or maybe they want to go back to their family farm. Then we have the business and industry option. So that's for students who might want to look more at the business or money standpoint of the farm. And then we have the plant science and biotechnology option. And that's for students who are interested in things like plant breeding, plant genetics. And we also have a soil and environmental science option. So that's for students who are interested in what's below the ground. We also have a range management option. So that's looking at how we can improve forages for cattle production, mostly here in Kansas. And then our last option, which is the most recent option, is the precision ag option. So that's things like using drones and variable rate technology to improve efficiency on the farm.
Grube gives an overview of what enrollment numbers currently look like.
So right now we have about 100 undergraduate students, and this year we enrolled 32 new students, so that's freshmen and transfers combined. So we're really looking to grow our student population. One good thing is we do have an average student to faculty ratio of 20 to 1. So students really get that hands-on, one-on-one interaction with faculty, especially because we have faculty advisors. So when you're a student, you don't just have one advisor for all students. So you can interact with a professor that's doing research in an area that you're interested in and kind of get that close mentorship.
As club president, Leah Hudson goes on to explain the opportunities within the Wheat State Agronomy Club.
We meet bi-weekly on Tuesdays, and then we have social events on the off Tuesdays. But I will say that is one of the closest clubs I've ever been in. We obviously get to do parking at the North Farm on game days, which is a huge moneymaker for us. But it allows us to have a lot of different opportunities. So we get to go to national SACES meetings every year. Last year it was in Salt Lake. And then this year we're going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. You get to meet with all of the other agronomy clubs from across the nation and get to see what they're doing and what you want to do and just kind of highlight your year. But we get to do a lot of really great things, and we have speakers at every meeting, so potential employers come and you can talk to them. It's really easy to get in touch, especially if you're looking for an internship or a job. I would say that that's probably one of the closest clubs that I've seen on campus. It is very much based in agronomy, but you also get to make a lot of connections, and that's just a really great thing.
Providing an overview of the Kansas State Agronomy Department, that was Kelsey Grube, instructor and academic coordinator in agronomy, and Leah Hudson, junior studying agronomy. On the K-State Radio Network, I'm Malia Walker, and this was Agriculture Today.
KNDY.
Yeah.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.